Well, welcome back to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. We're here once again exploring the wonderful culinary background of the Comox Valley and Vancouver Island. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser, and as always, I'm here with...
Darren Howlett. I'm here again, of course. And today we're sitting down with Ben Zion-Enny of The Hub. Man About Town before that, of course, but... most recently, the most recent adventure that you've done is The Hub. And what can you tell us about it? I'm sure there's lots of people out there that you haven't been able to reach yet or that haven't made their way in to try you out yet. What can you tell them?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, first of all.
Yeah, for sure.
This is incredible. I love the space you guys are working out of.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. To answer your question, I just wanted to create a cool space of my own, you know?
Like, yeah. Right.
I think there's my imprint is there, the music I play, the art on the right. walls, and, nice. You know, the food I serve, I guess.
Yeah, right.
It represents me, and yeah. I think that's what makes the Valley an awesome place, is all the people who feel capable of putting something together that is rad and yeah. beautiful.
Yeah, for yeah. sure. Absolutely. I mean, John and I were in there, I don't know, a couple of months ago. That was my first time in there, and... I felt like I hadn't actually checked out the space. We were actually going to go to Atlas because, of course, John and I are from Atlas. And at the last minute, we decided that we wanted to do it somewhere else, and we went into The Hub. And I didn't know what to expect. I hadn't really given it much thought. I'm just, when I'm downtown, I get that work set mind going, you know? And then so I was there, and I was like, this is a great little spot. I love the food. I love the atmosphere. I'm loving everything. Now I love the outside, this nice, big, like vibrant, inviting building. Like I love the progression so far. I love where it's going, you know? I love what you're doing already.
Thanks, Darren. Yeah. And thanks, you know what, for giving me that first chance for coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. It's really what I ask for anybody. You know, to answer your first question, I guess. You know, what would I say to people who I haven't reached yet?
Yeah.
Just give me a shot and hopefully you like it.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it's, you see people walking by and humming right. and hawing, and they want to read the menu and they don't know. And it is a risk. People are going to spend their hard earned money.
Yeah.
And, you know what? If they're walking away going, I could do better at home, we didn't do our jobs.
Right.
So, I could do better than you can at home.
Right, exactly, right? It was honestly, I mean, like I said, I didn't know. I think I actually left it to you to pick something for me for that day. And it was fantastic. I was absolutely impressed. So,
thanks again.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think I actually had that problem when I came in the other day to invite you to come on and chat with us. And I was like, I had your vegetable wrap, and which was delightful with the peanut sauce in there.
Yeah.
And my only complaint is that I was super hungry, and then I didn't get a chance to really savor it because it went down too fast.
Just wolfed it down.
Sorry.
So no, it was delicious. Thanks. And I like that you're doing. It's a nice menu. Like, and let's talk about some of the items you have on there.
Sure. What do I got? It's a pretty small menu. I work out of a small kitchen, and I try to keep it really simple. I guess two meaty things, two veggie things, and a couple gluten-free options.
Right.
Like big meaty, say, meatball sandwich, kind of big Mamma Mia style, roasted eggplant, roasted zucchini, Parmesan cheese, you know, nice buns from... cake bread,
right.
And then you know, like a lot of, how should you say, food with gusto. My pork sandwich, like I'm not a, like I use capers and
right.
mustard, and like I like food with a punch,
right?
Pulled pork sandwich, meatball sandwich, a couple of veggie options, like you guys commented on the just veggie wrap. It's I get my naan bread, Bhaji naan, another right. local producer, baker.
Right, yeah.
She's amazing. I love what she does. Go out and get her bhaji naan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I smother it with in-house peanut sauce and lots of crispy and fresh veg,
yeah.
you know, from Eat More Sprouts. You know, I get my pea shoots there, the mixed beans. So, you know, you're eating a lot of the local edible valley.
Yeah, right? Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And yeah. The one thing I think the one thing that can be said too, first off, on having a smaller menu, it's manageable, right? When you're a smaller operation just getting off the ground, if you have 400 things that you're offering, food's going to go to waste all the time. This way, it's always fresh, right? You only have a couple of items, but totally. You know, absolutely. Everything can stay fresh.
The kitchen is a beast, John, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
It'll eat you up.
But the other thing that should be said, too, is that I think some people here might not be used to that. They're used to a full menu. They're used to something that there's a couple pages to turn. And I think that what they, as this town is growing, what they have to realize a sort of more metropolitan approach or urban approach to food is do a few things, but do them well.
It's
and
a
that's
good point.
All you need to do.
Yeah. Right? And I like the way you stated it as an urban approach.
Yeah.
It right? does, I think, it requires numbers for it to be successful, I think.
Yeah.
Because,
right.
yeah, when a group of four people come in, mm-hmm. you know, one guy's looking for something and, you know, you may not be able to offer it for the other people in the party. And
right.
ultimately, they go somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah. 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 I don't
right.
know.
No, absolutely. It's, but at the same time, like I said, I think that it's, people will start to get used to the fact that, your place has, it specializes in a few things and you're going to do those things and you're going to do them really well.
Try to kill it.
Yeah,
those few things,
exactly.
Yeah. And coffee. Yeah. Coffee's another one that's really important to me.
It is.
Like music to my ears is when people say, you know, great cup. I appreciate that. That's the way coffee should taste.
I have to admit that you kind of ruined coffee for me.
Nobody else is.
You know what? I realized the other day, because you made me that cup of coffee.
The cortado?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even pronounce it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to it's beautiful. It's just
I honestly, I have to say, I've worked in a lot of restaurants. I mean, all of us probably have worked in lots of restaurants. And coffee was just always one of those things you had to have. It was just a staple. You had to be there.
Yeah.
I have to say this, like my thing was, I had your coffee and then I went somewhere else for breakfast and I had this watered down, horrible cup of coffee and I walked out of there and I was like, oh, it's happened.
Yeah.
I have become a coffee snob.
It happened to me. It happened to me, right? I stopped drinking coffee for 5 years and I just started drinking coffee again in the last few months. And again, that was something that Sandra did. And that's sort of where I was going with that. Sandra, our boss at the Atlas, she stated a long time ago, she's just like, I'm not going to have a restaurant that serves mediocre coffee. Like, I don't want to eat in a restaurant like that. We have to serve fantastic coffee. The lengths that she goes to keep us drinking great coffee or serving great coffee, I realize that now. And now, again, sorry, I wasn't trying to turn this into an Atlas thing, but now, again, I like in your place, I can appreciate that. I had a coffee there too. Fantastic. But now that's that requirement now. I need to know where there's fantastic coffee before I'll go there.
I think
you know?
There's a lot of places that make fantastic coffee, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all put our own spin on it. All the little coffee shops in town.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing. When you have all the different ways to make a cup of coffee, you know, and I just want to contrast that for a second with, you know, the lineups at Tim Hortons
right.
and Starbucks.
Right.
Like, no matter where you go across the world, that cup of coffee is going to be exactly the same.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that kind of diversity in coffee is, I hope, long live, you know, the diversity in coffee.
Right.
Let's keep making it good. And I guess I'm just a shout out to all the little coffee shops. Let's battle against the big boys, not each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. And as long as, you know, there's market share out there that is going to drive-thrus, then there's market share for us.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I find the thing of downtown and with coffee for myself is I find I'm touring around to a lot of the coffee shops now. And it's kind of a social thing because I find, you know, you're always running into somebody at a coffee shop. You know, it's like, oh, I haven't seen you for a while. It's great to see you. And you catch up for that few minutes.
That's why it's called the hub.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So actually backpedaling a bit, I mean, you were pretty much a mainstay at Thrifty's. Anybody that's been to Thrifty's in the last whatever 10 years would definitely recognize you right away. Or I don't know how long you're at Thrifty's, but that's probably, in my mind, that's how long I remember you being there or whatever. Maybe it was only a handful of years. But And you were in the produce department. So, you know, just sort of the same as my dad. My dad worked in produce for like 20 years. He was a produce manager. And we just, you know, we were, I think that's one of the reasons why Tori, my brother and I became foodies. I mean, we had mom, who's a great cook, and dad, who's constantly bringing home fresh food, you know. Yeah, sort of just getting to, where did you decide to make the leap from handling produce to preparing and delivering to, you know, for everybody for lunch? Like, where did that happen?
Leap of faith. What can I say? It's like, I think any entrepreneur, does it.
Right.
And, you know, it was 20 years at Thrifty's and
20 years,
20 years. And, you know, I wanted to make that change.
Yeah.
And
right.
So it was a good time in my life to do it. And, away I went.
Right.
Kind of never look back now.
Wow. Yeah.
And you know what? In fact, I encourage anyone to take that leap. If you want to make that change in your career.
Right.
Yeah. It's scary, but once you're out there, you just keep your head above water. Yeah. Just get all those balls in the air.
Yeah, right. Well, you are a little entrepreneurial as well. I would say as well, just because I sort of self-identify that way. But you're entrepreneurial as well because you've had another business for however many years has it been now?
Zion and Lamb, the clothing.
Yeah.
You know what? It's coming back, actually. Not that it ever really went away, but I guess it was a hobby thing that I did.
Right.
Almost similar to food and the local production of food, I felt as passionate about the local production of clothing.
Right.
And also, I love it. Like, it's so much fun to make something and then people enjoying it.
Right.
Once again, just like food. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Music to your ears when you...
Yeah. You're crafting, you know, something, and people...
Some people appreciate it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
But it's coming back, Darren.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like, it's going to be a lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of higher end.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Raincoats.
Oh, wow.
Big beefy sweaters.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, kind of outerwear. Lots to come on that front.
Wow, but that's awesome.
But I'm also running a cafe right now, so
you know,
there's no real timeline on that.
Right.
But it's coming soon.
Oh, good. Oh, that's awesome. Exciting. Yeah. And that's still going to stay sort of centered in the valley? That's not something that you're moving outward?
Without a doubt. Actually, my production is done in Port Alberni. There's a studio out there.
Yeah.
A designer, you know, broke her teeth in there, cut her teeth in. She didn't break her teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
God forbid. Yeah. She cut her teeth in Vancouver in the fashion scene. Grew up on the island, moved her show to Sprout Lake.
Wow.
And kind of just by that move, you know, made a big difference to her bottom line, and loves it out there. And
well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's where production actually is. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Excellent.
So what, you know, just to sort of wrap things up, what's next for the hub? Where's the hub going? Where's the direction there?
Let's see. I hope that council will approve outdoor seating for downtown restaurants. Right now, the Downtown Business Association is proposing a pilot project.
Right.
I would like to be a part of that as well.
Right.
Outdoor seating.
Yeah.
Very similar to what you see at the Comox Grind.
Right.
I think it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
They've sort of taken over a spot.
And said there's going to be people here, not cars.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. I mean, just coming down Cumberland Road here, noticing that there's a couple of new spots that are doing the same. As I was saying to John, I was just in Edmonton a couple of weeks ago, and there's a whole, I can't remember actually the name of the road, but it's a downtown road, and really it reminds me a lot of like a Cumberland and a Comox and a Courtney sort of in just that vibe, this one street. And the whole line of the street is just dotted that way too, with these sort of this outdoor seating, this extended patio to accommodate a little bit of like a rounded sidewalk that just sort of goes around it. And it's fantastic. It's a fantastic use of space. And it does, it cuts down on the traffic a bit. You know, people know that it starts becoming a lot less of a main arterial route, and people start going around it because they know that, you know, there's not going to be anywhere to park down there. So park elsewhere, because that's now going to be this downtown patio that you're going to enjoy, right? Have your lunch outside.
Absolutely. Yeah. Walk an extra block.
Yeah,
definitely exactly. Will kill you. Like, I never see parking as a problem downtown. I think it's a perceived problem.
Right.
You know, it's not like if you go to a mall, there's not that ease of parking.
Right.
But definitely by the time you walk the 2-acre parking lot and then right. all the way across
yeah.
Costco, like...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Another kilometer to the Cheese Island or whatever. You've
yeah,
walked
right.
a few blocks, so.
Well, that's the thing that blows me away. I mean, I grew up I'm from Victoria. Spent a lot of my teenage years in the Lower Mainland. Most of my teenage years in the Lower Mainland, and then back to Victoria again as an adult, a young adult. And people that people get upset if they want to go to a shop, and they have to park a block away. I'm like, are you joking? Yeah. I'm used to. If we got within 8 to 10 blocks of where we were aiming to go, we were happy. We were like, we only have to walk 10 blocks to get there.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And so just the idea of people being put off by having to park an extra block away just to get to where they want to go, that blows me away.
I find it funny because I find there's tons of parking down. Like, there's a lot of stuff, places that people don't even think to park. Like City Hall.
Yeah, City Hall always
has
tons of parking.
Empty, and it's a block from everything.
Lewis Park.
Library.
Yeah.
There's that. What's that? The lot right across from Butcher's Block. But then there's all those. And the Native Sons. Like that's only a block from everything. You know, there's tons of parking. But yeah, no, I agree. I didn't realize that was something that you were getting into or that you were part of. But I absolutely agree that's got to change.
What? I love this downtown business association board.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. They want to make things happen for the downtown.
Yeah.
And
so do we. We this is something John and I talk about all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Make it vibrant.
Yeah.
But it takes people. So you guys get down. Get down and enjoy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. See what people are doing for you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's lots of great things happening down there. Like even just today we got the car shows down there.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's just packed down there. So
yeah.
And so much passion for cars.
Yeah.
I don't know much about cars.
Same.
Non-enthusiasts.
Yeah.
But
same.
Even I.
I'm a little bit of a gearhead.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Okay. John is. John's
well,
got his classic
truck.
Well,
you'd to know that I actually enjoyed it and was really impressed.
Yeah.
But mostly from the passion. And that's people, you know, like there's Kyle Paul gearheads, you call them.
Yeah.
having coffee and talking parts and years, and they were like two kids that's what makes things worth seeing, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's people's passion.
I saw the exact same thing. In fact, the kids actually commented, we were downtown to really briefly just grab an ice cream, and there was another guy and he was having an ice cream and he was having this like excited like short breath conversation about cars with another guy, and these guys were in their like mid-50s, but they were like, they were kids, like they were just like my kids. They were like, you know, like just like my kids do. And I thought it was hilarious, but at the same time I think that that's fantastic. Like, just be passionate about what you're passionate about, you know. That's great. All right, well, that's fantastic. Thanks for bringing us up to speed on the hub and everything involved with it.
Yeah. One last thing, we just want to get a couple details for our listeners out there. Location of the hub?
545 Duncan Ave. So that's across from the art gallery.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, the little street between 5th and 6th leading up to the library.
Right, yeah.
Duncan, find it downtown.
Yeah.
Purple building.
Yeah.
And they can definitely check you out on Facebook.
Yeah.
At the hub, or is there a website, or is there...
Pardon me,
website? Do you have a website?
No.
Okay.
No,
just on Facebook?
Facebook, come down.
Yeah. Just come down, man. That's a better way to do it.
Yeah,
right?
Smell awesome. It. Tomorrow I'm going to put on a roasted parsnip, portobello mushroom, and Parmesan cheese for y'all.
Nice.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, we'll be there.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for listening to the end.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Edible Valley podcast. You can get a hold of us at our email, ediblevalley@gmail.com.